There's something about pleasant fragrances that can just add to life. And isn't it interesting that different fragrances can have different effects on us? Lighting candles can set the scene for serenity, and scents are proven to affect mood. So you can make yours mellow by trying candles, potpourri, or air fresheners and soothing scents. For relaxation, you may want to try lavender, bergamot, patchouli, ylang ylang, jasmine, juniper berry, or geranium. How many of those were you familiar with as being fragrances that can really help relax the mood? And you're talking about, oh, wow, some of you want to take those soaks in your bathtub. You've already cleaned your body, and now you're ready to take a bubble soak. I don't want to say a bubble bath, because a lot of you already cleaned up. And some of you will use the bubbles to clean. That's cool, too. And can you imagine going in there when you know you have time to relax? You have time to just take it easy. You don't have to rush through this, because you've timed it so that either nothing comes after this or nothing comes soon after this. So you can just take your time and relax. Aromatherapy. How about heated floors? This is a splurge. Remember now, I told you, you might want to consider doing these a phase at a time. If you want to do all of them, phase at a time. If doing it all at one time, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch. But think about this, stepping out onto cold floors after a nice shower or soak can be a shock. Heated floors can resolve that problem. There's thin electric wiring or tubing for hot water that's underneath the tile. An adjustable heat radiates up, keeping your toes toasty. And to install it, you'd have some pre-assembled warming mats that would keep cords neatly in place. And just roll it out and install the flooring and the thermostat. Be ready to let your feet enjoy the heat. How about air-jetted whirlpool tubs? You're talking about releasing tension. You can relax some sore muscles, soothe some stiff, achy joints with a soak in an air-jetted whirlpool tub. Air jets make those tiny air bubbles that massage more gently than water jets. And air whirlpools can be lower maintenance. Water jet pipes need flushing to clean and bubble bath, and oils and salts or no-nos in those. Water jet pipes, no. You need to flush them to clean them, and you need to stay away from bubble baths. You need to stay away from oils. You need to stay away from salts. They're recommending air-jetted whirlpool tubs. They come in standard tub size and bigger, and luxurious models have seating, armrests, or room for company. And slide in and let your mini vacation begin right there in the privacy of your own bathroom. How about some music? You can choose your own. Kick back in your tub and watch your favorite TV show for the ultimate in pampering. Remember now, we're talking about making your bathroom a spa retreat. So this isn't the time when you're going to be rushing through that shower to hurry up and get dressed to move to the next phase. No, this is the phase where you're chilling, relaxing, taking it easy. So what if you have some comedies that you'd like to watch while you're relaxing? Think about the relaxing impact that good, clean humor has on the body. Releases chemicals that literally relax the body, the laughter. Can you imagine having some good laughs while soaking in your air jet whirlpool tub? Or how about this? Thin state-of-the-art TVs and waterproof speakers make it possible. You can go deluxe with the full system or just carry your boombox to your bathroom. Just make sure that your boombox is one that can handle humidity. Otherwise, you can find speakers and other components being messed up. Singing along can be a big stress reliever. How about this one to make life a little easier You're talking about pampering yourself. Fog-free mirrors. How often have you been a little irritated because you want to go ahead, take that next step, whether the next step was putting on makeup or the next step was putting on your clothes, flossing, whatever you were getting ready to do, and you kind of had to slow down a bit because you couldn't really see the mirror that well because you'd taken your hot shower first and the mirror is fogged up. What if you were to go from hot shower to applying your makeup or shaving like that? Some mirrors have an anti-fog coating to repel steam. Others are heated so that you can avoid wiping and rewiping or hitting them with the blow dryer to defog them. Yeah, anti-fog coating or heated mirrors that make it easy for you to not have to wipe. Or how about this one? Towel warmers. These are special racks that warm towels to ward off the chill. They also dry them to keep mold and musty smells away. Most towel warmers should be installed by an electrician, but portable versions just plug in and can cost less than $200. Timers. Make sure that the towels are heated when you're ready to relax. I'm telling you what, this is sounding pretty good. How about this one? What about upgrading your sinks and other fixtures? Pick faucets with flourishes for a French feel or faux bamboo handles to transport you to an exotic paradise. Try the old world charm of bronze or go modern with sleek stainless steel. Pedestal sinks can be pretty and marble can make a luxury statement. And remember, you don't have to do all of these things. And if you decide that you really do want to do all of them, but it just doesn't seem doable right now, maybe a phase at a time. Maybe do two or three of these that can easily be handled at the same time. And maybe save one big project, one more expensive project for maybe a Christmas gift to yourself or to yourselves. Phase in at a time. Multiple shower heads, steam saunas and showers, lighting, candles and aromatherapy, heated floors, air jetted whirlpool tubs, TVs and stereo systems, fog free mirrors, towel warmers, and upgraded sinks and fixtures. Giving yourself a spa retreat, helping you relax, rest, chill. Yes, indeed. Helping you get to a point where you can be more relaxed in your communications with other people. Being a better you. Up next, Mr. Justin Hall, who will be featured on National Geographic Channel, is joining me to talk about the battle for Virunga National Park. It's important. It is significant. Stay with me. Be right back.